This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
We are honored to be joined right now by former captain in the U.S. Army, Greg Washington, who is in the process of walking across a good chunk of our country for a great cause right now. Captain Washington, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Are you literally walking as we speak?
Yes, sir.
Where are you on the map? I meant to ask the person who set up the interview where you were walking today. Where are you in this great land of ours?
Oh, man, I am on the other side of Jackson, right outside of Brandon, Mississippi.
Now, your journey is going to carry you through our viewing area and our listening area through Tuscaloosa and Birmingham. Can you tell our listeners, first off, why this journey? Why are you walking 1,800 miles across 11 states?
Yes. I'm walking 1,800 miles because I want to end veteran suicide. I was a former infantry officer. I lost my two best friends while deployed, Emily Perez and Scotty Pace, and I suffered my own injuries as well. And so my transition out the military was so tough that I almost became one of those statistics of 22 veterans dying a day. And I thought to myself, man, if I'm a leader and my transition was this hard, I can only imagine what it's like for other service members that didn't have the resources and tried. And so for me, I say I'm lucky because in my darkest hour, I got a phone call from my little cousin. I call her my guardian angel. She's 13, 14-year-old at the time, and she called me. She was like, hey, Cousin Greg. Hey, baby, what's up? Nothing. Me and mommy are broke. We're going to go to Wally World. I wanted to see if you wanted to come. That one simple phone call saved my life. Just someone checking in saved me. And I take that story and I compare it to another guy named Kevin Hines who jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and almost died. And he instantly regretted doing that because he wanted to death by suicide. And he instantly regretted it. And the only way that he was saved was because a sea lion kept him afloat. And I think about his story and mine, and neither one of us had a plan. And so what I'm doing is I'm walking 1,800 miles, 25 stops. Each stops, we are connecting communities to local and state mental health resources, all in the name of breaking this stigma when it comes to getting help and seeking mental health treatment. As well as getting communities to start to build their own tribes of support. And so for those that are out there that are suffering in silence, that are dealing with PTSD, depression, thoughts of suicide, if you don't have a tribe, come connect with mine. This is a call to action for people to start their own journey to heal and to not give up on themselves and to have hope.
Look, one suicide is too many, but how prevalent is this with the veteran community?
There have been more veterans to die by death by suicide between 2007 till now than those veterans or those that have died in the Vietnam War.
Wow. Oof,
man.
Wow.
And so that rate is increasing. We're getting ready to come out.
Are you there?
Captain Washington, you broke up a little bit there. I know you're heading towards eventually Alabama, and we lost your connection there. Are you still with us? Dialing back up, I think we lost his headset.
Sounds like
there.
A Bluetooth issue. Yeah,
like it lost his headset. He's literally walking 1,800 miles as we speak. What you don't know yet about Captain Washington, the former captain in the U.S. Army, is that he is a West Point graduate. As he said, he is a leader. He was a captain in the U.S. Army. And the suicide rate among our veterans, so many things that are great about our country, but helping our veterans is one many times that seems to slip into the cracks of our legal of our government system and the red tape.
Well, I've often said there are three groups we as a country should do everything we can to help. That's the elderly, the children, and the veterans.
That's right.
And the veterans certainly among that group. Captain Weisha, we lost you for a moment. I know you were mid thought. I don't know if you could pick up with where you were there, but we got you back now.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've got to be honest with you. I am extremely nervous every time I hear a car pass. Yeah. You are literally right on the side of the road.
Yeah, how close to the traffic are you?
We are literally very close. I've been very fortunate. The good folks of Mississippi are sharing the road with me, so it's been extremely helpful because some of these passageways are real narrow and the shoulders are closed.
Rafe is asking, and you may or may not know the answer to this. I know you would know if you have a Twitter account. He asks, if you have a Twitter account, is there a way we can follow your journey and perhaps even donate if that is what is needed?
Yes. I would love for y'all to support. I'm on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. If you look for Greg C. Washington.
Greg C. Washington.
You'll be able to follow me.
Yep.
Greg C. Washington. You'll find me on there. And then for my nonprofit, if you look for House of Man. Now, if you want to donate, I'll let you know.
It's a big one there.
If you want to donate, go to gregcwashington.com and click on A Walk to Honor, and you'll be able to donate straight from there. You'll get a nonprofit receipt for your donation as well. And you can also sign up to walk with me when I come to your area or sign up just to get updates on where I'm at.
Well, we've got a gas shortage here potentially, so a lot of people might be walking with you. This is a perfect time for you to come to our state. Good Lord.
Exactly.
One of our listeners who clued us in, JB, is going to be walking with you, and there's a number of people when you get to Alabama that'll be walking with you. Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you one more question. When you were at West Point and you learned so many lessons about life and such, can you share with us one little thing you may have learned at West Point that some of us who never had a chance to be in that environment that can motivate us today, or somebody who may be battling depression listening to us right now, a little piece of that you go back to West Point that sort of could give us a little a lift up by our bootstraps today?
Yes. West Point is an amazing place. That's where you get to hone in your skills on leadership. The biggest thing that I drew from West Point is they say you'll make friends for life. And I didn't understand it at the time when I was first going in. But having spent, you know, blood, sweat, tears to hone in on our craft of becoming America's leaders, you tend to understand who your battle buddies are. You understand that blood is thicker than water, and that sometimes you have friends and family and people that are just as, I get emotional, that are just as strong and close as family. And so to those that are out there that want to know about West Point and one of the biggest things that they taught us is grit. Having the stamina to never give up. For my battle buddies, for my comrades, I was part of the class of 9/11. We were freshmen when 9/11 happened. Mm. And my class chose to stay, and we knew we were going to fight. And we looked at each other, we gripped hands, and we said we were going to move forward in protecting our nation and defending our Constitution.
Well, you certainly are a hero, not just for your service, but for what you're doing now for those that have fought with you. GregCWashington.com is the best way to participate. A Walk to Honor is right there at the top of the homepage, and you can find all the information. You can make a donation there, a cash donation to help battle veteran suicide, and see all of his appearances where he'll be in our area are there. Greg, Captain Washington. Much safety. Stay way over on that shoulder, and we look forward to updates from you about how it's going.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. That is Greg C. Washington.